أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaytan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We humbly turn to God and ask for His special grace and guidance, because He is the All-Perfect One, the All-Merciful One, and the One whose special grace and mercy is available for the believers and the good doers. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin. We send our salutations and greetings on the Holy Prophet and on his holy progeny, who are the best guides for mankind till the end of time. Elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. In our discussion on Dua Kumail, we reached the phrase which says that Allahumma inni as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatuh. Basically, it's important to remind ourselves that this dua is an extraordinary dua, because the person who requests to be taught this dua, Kumail ibn Ziyad Nakhai, is a special member of the elite group of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the name of the dua is also associated with Khidr alayhi salam, Dua al-Khidr, who also is an extraordinary personality, because he was a teacher to one of the major prophets, Musa alayhi salam. And thirdly, the fact that Imam alayhi salam tells him that if someone is to recite this dua even once in their lifetime, it has the power to transform that individual. This dua can be broken up into themes, and this second paragraph talks about the reasons why we should have hope in God, but at the same time we should also fear God. Allahumma azma sultanuka wa ala makanuka wa khafiya makruka wa ghalaba qahruka wa zahara amruka wa jarat qudratuk wa la yumkinu al-firaru min hukumatik. O Lord, your majesty is great. O Lord, your station is lofty and high and exalted. We covered this in the last session. Wa khafiya makruk, your makr, your plan, your design, they are hidden, they are secret. We cannot always know how you are planning something for us, or for anyone for that matter. Makr is usually translated as a plot. When somebody, an enemy, plots something evil against you, it carries a negative connotation, the word plot. But when it is used for Allah, because لِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, all the beautiful names belong to God, and because nothing but good emanates from God, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَى, and because Allah is أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, it's not possible for him then to plot something which is evil. When he plots, definitely it's based on justice or wisdom or some greater good. In the Quran, there is extensive discussion on the issue of plotting against the truth. Can we go to the next slide? Yeah, I'm sorry about this. Sorry. Okay. In the Quran, there are several verses that talk about different aspects of plotting. And in Surah Ali Imran, Allah says that they may plot to try to thwart and to stop the spread of truth. But Allah is also plotting. And indeed, Allah is the best of the plotters. Chapter 3, Ayah number 54. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They may try to use all their possible talents, all their possible faculties, their intelligence, their thinking, their devising. And they may even use all the institutions and the facilities and the individuals that they can muster support from. But finally, because everything is provided by God, because everything is within the knowledge of God, because everything is within the power of God, every plot against truth is doomed to failure. In fact, every plot works against the plotter. Wallahu khayrul makirin. In Surah Nahl, chapter 16, and in Surah Naml, chapter 27, the bee and the ant. Again, the issue of the plot is discussed. Chapter 27, Surah Naml, discusses the plotting in the community of Thamud, to which the Prophet Salih had been commissioned. Ayah number 45 till ayah number 53. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And remember the time when we had sent Salih, a brother, to his own community, the Thamud. Salih was not a stranger, he was from the community. Salih was not distant from them. He was a brother to them. He was friendly to them. He was helpful to them. He had their basic concerns in his mind and heart. Ani'budullah, and his message, like all the other prophets, was turn all your attention of praise and love and adoration and admiration and obedience and submission to Allah alone. Ani'budullah. فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. What happened in response is there were two groups, and they began a conflict, the believers and the disbelievers, in response to his invitation. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. To the disbelievers, he said, my people, I have the betterment of your future in heart. Why is it that when you are warned about your disbelief and your denial and your disobedience, and you're being warned about the punishment, you're so defiant, you're saying, where is the punishment? لِمَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ لَوْ لَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Why don't you turn in penitence and repentance to God and ask for forgiveness? Allah definitely will show His mercy. قَالُوا اِطَّيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَبِمَنْ مَعَكَ. Salih, we consider you as a source of bad luck and misfortune and a bad omen for us. It seems maybe that year, maybe they had some drought, or maybe they had some affliction. And he said, it's you and you're there, and the believers, the brothers with you, they're the one bringing us misfortune. قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. No, you're mistaken. We don't bring misfortune. If you are suffering from affliction or a drought or any other trouble, it is a consequence of your own deeds. طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Surah Yasin. طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Allah is the one who is making you taste the punishment of what you have done. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ. قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تُفْتَنُونَ. You are being tested. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ. In the community there were 9 groups, تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. 9 gangs who are corrupt and who are disruptive. وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. قَالُوا. Now this is the plot. This is the background. This is the plot. قَالُوا. One group of the disbelievers, they just were happy to silently disbelieve. Another group opposed and said, you are a source of misfortune. This third group now takes physical action. They start planning. They start plotting against the truth. قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Make a qasam with Allah. لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ. We shall plot to attack him in the secrecy of the night. وَأَهْلَهُ. And we shall finish them up at night. wipe them out. ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ. And then in the next day in the morning when they discover the murder and the assassination of Salih, we shall tell his heir and his inheritor, مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ أَهْلِهِ. Nobody was a witness to what happened. We don't know who is the murderer. وَإِنَّ لَصَادِقُونَ. And we are truthful in our testimony. Plotting. Get rid of him. Remove all evidence. And then pretend you are speaking nothing but the truth. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا. This was their devious, devilish plot. وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا. And we also had a plot. But Allah doesn't plot in an evil way. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But our plot was secret. It was secret, they didn't know what was happening against them. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ. Prophet, lo, you observe what happened. Oh Prophet, you are worried. Surah An-Naml is a Makki surah. If you are being threatened and persecuted and your companions are being tortured, don't worry. This has been happening before. There have been plots against the truth. See what happened to them. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ. Notice how we made the plot turn against the plotter. أَنَّ دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. We destroyed them, the plotters, and the rest of the community who are their supporters of the plotters, the silent supporters. The riwayah says, the ayah doesn't say that, but the riwayah says that they were near some mountain as they were plotting, and then with some movement, some heavy rocks fall, and instantly they are destroyed. So the next ayah says the result of that destruction. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً. This is their homes now. They're empty. They never went back alive back to their homes. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ. Oh Lord, it's not possible that you don't plan and you don't plot against those who are plotting against the truth, but your plots are hidden. وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ. In Surah Nahl, chapter 16, ayah number 26, another example of the plotting is mentioned. وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَأَتَى اللَّهُ بُنْيَانَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوَاعِدِ فَخَرَّ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّقْفُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Same principle, no details. Oh Prophet, don't worry. There were people before. They also plotted against the truth. Allah plotted against them in such a way that, forget the punishment from above, right from below, min al-qawa'id. Qa'ida is the base. Min al-qawa'id. They were uprooted from their base in a manner in which they never expected or even speculated. خَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ. In Surah Ra'd, chapter 13, ayah number 42. Yet another aspect of Allah, how Allah plots. وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. And there were people before you who always plotted, who always thwarted, who always threatened, who always devised to stop the spread of the truth and the truth seekers. فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. Remember, all plots belong to God, meaning all plots are in the presence of God. All plots are under the control of God. All plots are made possible by the provisions given by God. And therefore at any one moment, those very same facilities and those very same faculties can be used against the plotters. فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. Inasmuch as إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Inasmuch as إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So also, فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. Allah knows what every nafs acquires, what every nafs thinks and plots about. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Surely Allah will make the disbelievers realize and see the consequence of the evil that they do in the destination that is awaiting them. In Surah Nuh, chapter 71, Prophet Nuh complains that they are planning huge, outrageous plots against me. And Allah says, no, Allah is the best of the plotters. In Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, ayah number 46, again, towards the end. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِي تَزُّولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. O Prophet, they are plotting, and their plots are huge, they're massive, they are potentially so great as to make mountains move. They've got so much resources, they've got so much manpower, they've got so much money, and they plot. They can make mountains move. Lakini, lillahi al-makru jami'a. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. Next slide, please. So, one reality that the Quran reminds us, وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ, is that Allah is the one who controls, who runs, and therefore who can ruin a plot. How does he do that? Usually what he does is he makes that plot work against the plotter rather than the plot to be successful against truth. And there are several verses in the Quran which keep on emphasizing this point. Whoever does evil, and this is a general principle, the evil plot is an example. Whoever does evil, before the consequence of that evil reaches the victim, the victimizer himself is suffering. Ajib. وَلَئِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. When you do ihsan to somebody else, before the good effect of that ihsan reaches the recipient, the donor benefits. Conversely, when somebody wants to do evil, وَلَئِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. Whosoever does evil, then before the harm and the hurt reaches the victim, the victimizer, the harasser, the evildoer suffers. The mystical scholars, they give an example of a garden and a garbage dump. Our minds and our hearts can be compared to either it's a garden with the fragrance of beautiful flowers, good words and good deeds, kindness, generosity, politeness, courtesy, discipline. Oh, it's a garbage dump. Abusive words, abusive actions, hurtful, harmful activities. Lakini, before the fragrance of the garden can reach a visitor, it's the gardener himself who is enjoying the pleasure and the fragrance. Before the stench and the stinking smell, the obnoxious smell of the garbage dump can hurt an outsider, it's the garbage owner, the dump owner, who suffers. And this is beautifully explained and given examples in the Quran in several verses. So for example, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, ayah number 107 and ayah number 142. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. O Prophet, we have sent this book down to you. It has codified laws, how to make judgments in different cases of disputes also. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. O Prophet, don't become a defender of those who are treacherous. It seems that something happened during the Prophet's time where there was a possibility that the Prophet could come out in defense of somebody who was treacherous. The riwayah says that They were three brothers, Bishr, Bashir and Mubashir. One of them is involved in theft. He steals something. And then in order to defend the thief, the brothers get somebody who is close to the Prophet. They send him as a witness and as a testify, as a testimony that, no, I know this one of these brothers, he's honest, he could not have stolen. A treachery, an act of betrayal, a false testimony. The Prophet, if you were to only consider the apparent background, two witnesses come and say this man is reliable. So if they say this theft did not occur, the Prophet would have ruled in favor of the thief against the victim. So the ayah says, no, لا تكن للخائنين خصيما. For this person who is betraying the truth, don't be a supporter. واستغفر الله. Seek forgiveness from God. إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. Man is prone to make mistakes, but he should always protect himself. The moment he realizes he made a slip and a mistake and an error, immediately he turns back to God. ولا تجادل. Don't defend. عن الذين يختانون أنفسهم. He's making خيانة by making a false testament. This testimony is a خيانة. You don't defend this individual. Look at the ayah, the way it speaks. Don't defend him who is betraying himself. Before the hurt of the lie can reach the victim, the lies are hurting the liar himself. يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. The khiyana is to the nafs. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. Surely Allah does not love those who are treacherous and who betray and who are sinful. So the principle of the Quran is the evildoer, before he hurts somebody else, he hurts himself. In the same surah, chapter 4, ayah 142, yet another example of the evil plotting is mentioned. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. The hypocrites, they did not truly believe in their hearts the truth. They displayed and they pretended and they showed they were Muslims. But behind the scenes, secretly, at night times, they met, they plotted, they had contacts with the disbelievers, with the people of the book, and they plotted against the Prophet and the companions. So the Quran says they think they can deceive the believers and the Prophet and Allah by showing other than what they actually are. يُخَادِعُونَ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. But you know what's the reality? وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. In fact, he is the one who is deceiving them in a positive way. What they don't realize is they are plotting and Allah is plotting against them. How? I'll just explain. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. The munafiqeen, they portray themselves to be Muslims, they plot against the Prophet, they pretend to pray. And إذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء. This group of munafiqeen has got a strange predicament. They neither belong to the group of the believers really. Outwardly yes, but inwardly no. Nor do they belong to the group of the disbelievers, because they don't openly, they secretly yes, but openly they do not espouse disbelief. مذبذبين ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. They think they are deceiving, whereas in fact Allah is deceiving them. How? I'll just explain. In Surah Baqarah, this explanation is given in this way. Surah Baqarah chapter 2, from ayah number 6 onwards, there's a description of the kafirin. And then ayah number 8 is the description of the munafiqeen. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ Ayah number 9. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They deliberately want to deceive Allah and the believers. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ But what they don't realize is they are deceiving none but themselves. If a munafiq wants to deceive others, the general principle is you cannot do evil and hurt somebody else, but that before the effect of that evil reaches the victim, you have already hurt yourself. Kwa nini? Kwa sababu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings with a beautiful gift which nobody else has been given. Humans have been given the best of the gifts, and that is ruh. In several verses in the Quran, Allah says, after the physical form of Adam was completed, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي Then I inspired and breathed unto him the soul. Which soul? Any ordinary soul? No. The soul that is specifically associated with me, Allah. It's a special soul. It's a soul which has an inborn, inherent inclination towards Allah. It's got an attraction to divinity. That's what the soul is. نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ Now come and prostrate before Adam because of the ruh. Elsewhere in Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, Allah congratulates Himself once He has created man and has fashioned the body and the fetus is completely grown. Once the soul enters the body, there is the ensoulment. Then Allah says, now creation is complete and Allah is the best of the creations. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينَ Allah has created man from a special selection of clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ And then this sperm fluid lodges and establishes itself in a safe place, the womb of the mother. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً And then the process of growth and development is set into motion. This fluid then gradually becomes عَلَقَة, a clinging mass. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً And this clinging mass then grows and reaches a stage where if you were to see it, it looked like as if it's a morsel which has been chewn. If you take plasticine and you put your teeth marks, a bite mark, there's one stage in the development of the embryo, if you were to look at it, it was similar to this. This clinging mass then reaches this stage of mudgha. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا And then bones are formed. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا And then the bones are clothed with flesh. ثُمَّ Physical development complete. ثُمَّ Now something else. أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ And then a totally new creation is made. The soul. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Congratulations. Allah is the best of the creator. Allah is congratulating Himself. Kwanini. So this ruh is something special, different. This ruh is so pure, so godly, so good, that when you, and you, then when you're giving the freedom of choice, when you plan to do something evil, when you begin thinking evil, when you begin feeling evil, when you begin doing evil, you know what you're doing? This pure, innocent, godly, special gift is being damaged, is being hurt. Before my abusive words hurt the listener, that pure soul inside has been damaged. Before I slap, I've slapped inside. Before I hurt, I've hurt myself, the ruh. And that's why Allah says, "Wa nafsin wa ma sawaha." And I swear by the nafs and the way it has been completely fashioned and perfectly designed. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Part of the purity of the gift given to it is that it has got an inner awareness, a conscience, inner conscious that knows this is evil and this is good. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful and prosperous is he who now maintains and develops his purity. وَقَدْ خَابَ. Loser is he. مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. دَسَّ. One who buries. You take this innocent child given to you, instead of developing it and growing it and enabling it to get closer to God and more perfect and better, you take it and start burying it with every act of sin in the thought, in the mind, in the heart, by the body. It's as if you're taking one handful of sand and you're burying it in the grave. Every act is bearing and bearing and bearing deeper and deeper this gift given by God. Now you understand why the munafiq, before he can hurt somebody else, is hurting himself. The evil plotter, before he plots against the truth and the plot succeeds, he's actually hurt himself. Where is the benefit of a small, temporary, superficial gain of the worldly pleasures versus the loss of that permanent pleasure of the Akhirah? Let's pray to Allah to get the tawfiq to be able to recognize that this wonderful gift given to us has to be used to develop ourselves. The moment we make a wrong use, we are hurting ourselves. وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ.